time. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Pine Chillers. The creaking door. Manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. The taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in your car. Get the taste of new, smooth, State Express 3-5 today.
Now, my name's Michael Rice. This is my wife, Pamela.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you, and that's no error. Bill Evans is my name.
Well, now, where do you want to be, Bill?
Well, I'm on the railway. I suppose you can see that. Should have been at the station half an hour ago.
Which station is that?
The Rossiter station. It's about 10 miles from here.
Okay, you just show me how to get there. We'll give you a lift.
That's very kind of you. You turn off to the right about a mile ahead. Thank you.
from anywhere, isn't it?
Where's the local farmers, mainly? Look,
why don't you shelter here a while, Mr.
I mean, the phone's not worth it, anything. It's warm as dry in the waiting room, and I could offer you a cup of tea.
That's very kind of you, Bill.
Oh, let's see, Mr. Michael. You're tired of driving. I'd love a cup of tea.
All right, then.
Never mind. Just as I'm driving through that horrible storm all the while.
Make yourself comfortable. I'll make the tea. Let's hope there's some milk left.
Okay. What's the matter, darling? You're shivering. Oh, have you caught a cold, do you think?
All right, just relief, I think. I hate driving in weather like this. Rain, thunder. Imagine all sorts of terrible accidents.
Why don't you say? You know how to stop.
Well, I know you prefer to keep going. I'm glad we stopped, really.
You look a bit feeble for me. Here, let me feel your forehead. Not quite hot, you know. I think you've got a temperature.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing a cup of tea won't fix.
It's funny that it's cold, isn't it? Rossita. I never heard of it, have you?
Never. But I don't know this area well in any case.
You know, I think our friend Bill is the only one here. You must be putting Scott, Porter, and Station Marshall all in the work. There. Sorry, I took so long. I'm afraid the milk was finished, but, well, I thought, seeing as it's so cold, you might like to have a cup of something stronger.
Oh, that's marvelous, Bill. Have a cup
of tea,
Mother. Not feeling well, Mrs. Ross?
Oh, it's nothing.
No, the glasses aren't very tasty, but that seems. There we are, then. Cheers.
Oh, thanks. Here's one.
And I've been at Lassiter ever since. I do everything here. And I love it. Another drop, Michael?
Just a little bit. I've got a drive, remember? Yeah, it can't be far off midnight, can it?
Who ever thought we'd spend the night in the railway
station? What time is it, Bill?
I'll have a look in a minute. The clock's through there. Can't be 12 yet, though. The express goes to at 12. We'll hear the bells. Well, the warning bells at about 10:02. And I'll have to nip down to the signal box at the end of the platform and clear the line for us. Another drink, Mrs. Wright.
Well, not for me. I'm feeling much better then.
Good. Must have just been the land.
Rochester.
You know, I thought I didn't know the place, but the name rings a bell now.
Big smash here 5 years ago. In all the papers. Maybe that's where you know the name from.
I don't remember.
Anybody who got a drink? That's the last of the bottle we've just had, I'm afraid.
I'd like another, Bill. Have you got any more?
Yeah, there's another bottle where this one came from. I'll go and get it.
Well, getting a little thrill of the party, eh, darling?
Listen, Michael, I got him out of the room deliberately.
Never before. You want to tell me how much you love me?
I remember the accident here 5 years ago. Do you?
Vaguely. A lot of people feel that, I remember.
That's right, but do you remember what caused the accident?
No. Who cares, anyway?
I remember the accident very well. And the station master was drunk, darling. He was drunk. He didn't work the signals properly or something, but he was to blame for the smash, didn't you, too?
He was?
This chap, the station master, too, and it's the same time of the year. And he's been drinking.
Oh, well, don't worry, ma'am. I see that history doesn't repeat itself.
Not that. I mean, not history. Confused. Why don't we know what time it is? I mean, why did my watch stop?
You forgot to wind it, I suppose. What are you getting at, Sam?
This man's name is Bill. Isn't it?
That's right. I sort of do. I'm having a ball.
The more I think about this smash 5 years ago, the more I remember. The station master, who was to blame, never came to trial for his part in it.
Well, they must have decided it wasn't his fault.
No. No, it wasn't that. He committed suicide.
No?
Don't you see what I'm trying to say? His name was Evans, the same as this man. Evans, darling. Evans.
Oh, good, Joe, good.
How long did you say you've been working here at Russellville?
Too long. There you are, Mrs. Wright.
Thanks.
Are you the only one who works here, Joe?
Sure. I told you. I'm Jack of all trades.
And supposing you're sick or out of action or something?
Nothing gets sick, must I? And for you, Mr. Wright?
Thanks, Joe, no more for me.
Come on, come on. Just a drop.
I'll fine, fine. Not too much. How about yourself?
A little bit. One or two things I have to go and check before the express comes through. I won't be long. Just got to phone soon. Won't be long.
What's happening?
There's nothing happening. You're not a ghost if that's what you're worried about. Ghosts don't drink and get drunk and talk as rationally as he does.
Oh, how do you know?
I'm just to be spoken to. Come off it, Pam. Look, you've got a bit of a chill in the rain and you're imagining this.
What am I imagining? His name is Bill Evans. He told us that himself, so I'm not imagining that. And July, the middle of July, just the same as he was 5 years ago. That's not imagination, is it? And he's been drinking it just the same as it was.
It's coincidence.
And how do we know how ghosts behave? All right, so you don't believe in ghosts. Neither do I. You say coincidence. That is too much of a coincidence. It seems strange to me. It seems odd.
He's perfectly normal, darling. Really.
Right. Well, it was an express train due at midnight.
Well, that's the same. You know that. What caused the
I don't remember it. There's been a washery on the line about 5 miles from here.
Yeah.
This station was the last point, the last signal point, which could have stopped the train.
Wait a minute. Oh, that could be a coincidence, too. Rain isn't uncommon at this time of the year, you know. Now, the station master was drunk, wasn't he?
It was changed. It's all was changed.
Now, pull yourself together, Pam. There must be something different. Wait a minute. They must phone through from the point further up the line, mustn't they? Yes, they do. That's it. Now, that's something that's different. I remember on the night of the smash, the storm had been very heavy, just like tonight.
Just like tonight?
Yes, but there's one little difference, my darling. On that night, a long ago, the storm damaged the phone line. Telephone lines were down. That's why it was all left up to the station master, who was drunk.
Yes, that's right, I remember.
Well, the phone lines aren't down tonight, are they? You heard Bill play the warning bell. It'll go in a minute.
But that isn't the phone line, is it?
Same thing. Now, you feel better?
Marshall, I feel... You're right, Mr. Cody. It's just crazy. Well, the phone must be all right, mustn't it?
I'll lay out that just what Bill's going to do now. Phone through to the other station further up the line. You'll see. Just a string of coincidences.
And the name?
Evans isn't an uncommon name, is it, my dear? Bill Evans, there must be thousands of them.
Yes, I think.
Hello, Bill Evans. What? Hello, Bill. Pick up Elmery. No, not yet. Anything wrong? Have you seen storm? The phone lines are down. News in World Class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth, State Express 3-5 today.
down. I always say there's nothing like a good storm and a disrupting of communication for making things easier for the ghost to walk. Don't you agree?
The phone line? You mean the station cut off?
That's right. I can't get through. What are you going to do now, Bill?
No, it's not all that serious, really.
Only if something's wrong on the line. No reason to suppose there should be, but, well, we always play it safe. I'd better go to the signal box.
Play it safe? You mean you're going to stop the train?
There's a direct line through the signal box from the station up the line. It's 10 to 1, that'll be all right. I'll check from there.
Oh, that's my word. I know.
Run along. Just keep your fingers crossed that the line to the signal box is still okay. Otherwise, we'll have to disrupt the railway services and stop the express.
Michael, he's a ghost. He must be. I don't know what's happened to the rail station,
Master.
He's
going
to go and
left
with him this
one. For heaven's sake, relax, darling. Even if she is a ghost, which she isn't, what can he do? He can't go out and dig the train up and draw the smash that way. There can't be an accident unless there's something wrong on the line.
How do we know there isn't? Storm, the rain. 5 years ago, there was a washing away. How do you know it's not the same tonight?
Because things don't happen that way. 5 years ago, there was a weakness somewhere. The rain caused the earthwork to be done. Now, don't you think the authorities will have made quite sure that that can't happen again, however severe the storm?
I don't know what this is. I think you should be with
him. Good heaven, what on earth for?
But he might be able to prevent something terrible happening.
Nothing can happen, Pam. I've told you.
Please, Michael, for my sake.
All right, if it'll make you feel better. Now, will you be all right, Pam?
I just don't know who that man is or what he is, but... It's strange going on tonight.
Hold it on.
Hold the stick, maybe the wheel, I don't know. I've hurt my leg. What's funny?
Bill, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It's relief, I suppose. Look, I'll get you back to the waiting room. One thing's certain now. I haven't had much to do with ghosts, but I'm sure they don't fall and break their legs. It's not much of a splint, a little these things until Pam can get you to the hospital. How far is it?
Not far.
You all right, darling?
I'm fine. No, don't worry about me. I'll get into the hospital all right.
Is that what has to be done, Martin?
I think so. Now, check the line is clear and make the signal go.
That's right. There's nothing to it.
No, don't you worry about it. Come on, Pam. Just give me a hand. We'll get in the car.
You, Bill? You sound different.
No, Bill's sick. I'm filling in.
Ah. Dirty night, isn't it?
It certainly is. Oh, very good. Now, first thing was right, Bill.
Well, not yet. First thing yet.
Not yet.
Ah, thank goodness I got here in time.
Don't worry about Michael. resourceful, he'll manage.
Well, it's not far now. See that turning to the left?
I see it.
Turn there. It's about a quarter of a mile down. See that, can't you?
A uniform. Yes, of course.
Then do as I tell you.
I'll wash away you.
3 miles down the line, the whole cutting caves in. If the express isn't stopped at Rossiter, there'll be a terrible accident. Stand over there.
Right.
There she comes now.
Did you double in time?
Thank heavens, yes. Now then. Oh, signal's red. Stop the train. That's it. All signals red.
Closer.
Two stop in the station. This'll be all right this time. This'll be all right.
Such a relief.
A relief?
I don't know what it was. My watch stopped. I seemed a bit feverish, perhaps. I don't know, but everything seemed the same.
Same?
The flash 5 years ago. Well, that was at this time of the year, wasn't it? And the names were the same.
The name?
Well, the station master then was called Evans, wasn't he?
Oh, I see. Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. No relation. Evans is a common name, I suppose. Oh, don't tell me you thought...
Maybe too silly about it now, but relieved, too. But it was the storm, you see. Everything was the same.
Well, I'm no ghost, Mrs. Wright. And I think I've got a broken leg to prove it.
There's been a waterway. The line blocked.
Waterway? Who's this? This is the express, you know. Here, you're not a railway man.
No, I'm not.
Well, then?
It's a long story, but there would have been a smash-up if I hadn't stopped you.
Look, ask the old man.
That's right, isn't it? What happened to him? That's the old man. He disappeared.
Hello.
Well, the hero himself.
Oh, nice to see you.
How's the leg?
Oh, coming on fine, thank you. It'll be a bit before I'm up again, though. Well, I read all about it in the papers, but tell me what happened.
Oh, Bill, there's nothing to tell, really. It wasn't me. It was the old fellow, the railway worker.
Go on.
Well, I checked that the line was clear, like you told me to. I got the go-ahead, and I was going to signal the train through, when the door burst open and this chap came in. He told me there'd been a washaway. He actually threw the signal. He stopped the train. He's the one who should have got all the congratulations, not me.
I didn't hear about this railway man.
No, they didn't mention it in the paper.
What did he look like?
Well, now, about 50, I'd say. Going grey.
And a beard? Did he have a little beard?
Yes, that's right. Now you mention it. Yes, of course he did. You must know him, I suppose.
I never met him.
Well, then who is he?
Well, look, I told you, I'm the only one working on the railways around here. It's a lonely spot.
But I don't understand.
I think I do. I just remembered something. It was raining cats and dogs outside that signal box. And he would obviously come through the rain. His uniform was quite dry. Dusty, in fact.
I don't believe in ghosts either, Mrs. Wright. But I'll bet if you ask him his name, he would have told you he was Evans.
don't mean...
Evans. The man who was responsible for the smash 5 years ago. He was making amends, you see. I hope he rests peacefully now.
Dear, oh dear. So who was it that stopped the train? You see, the thing that has me confused is that we've got old Bill Evans with us. Here, behind the creaking door. And he swears he knows nothing about it.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. It's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke.